I've always felt so, even though people complain about Social Security that are single, how necessary is for these people who have children and a husband to kill, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of, when you were a child, any sort of activity or game that people, that the children played, in which you had very rough word exchanges? In other words, there was an exchange.
Oh, there was always somebody using a bad word, yeah.
And one person tried to outdo the other one?
Yes, that was, and play too, they were pretty rough individuals because their father brought the boys home from work.
Was there any name to describe that kind of activity, the insulting?
Yeah. Common words.
Have you ever heard the term play in the dozens?
No, but I've heard the bitches, you know, and such as those words.
To your knowledge, were there ever any neighborhoods in town, say, if a new child had just moved into the neighborhood, he'd have to undergo some kind of initiation?
No, but when it wasn't initiation. When the East End came in the West End, they sure better be careful. There were some gangs who did that. There were some gangs, but I was not connected with them.
Well, since this, what we've been doing has been a project on Southern speech, do you have any opinions or, you know, any attitudes about the way people talk nowadays, whether you think it's any better or any worse or anything like that?
No. I
dramatically?
Southern, South and North and...
I told him, I'm from Texas. We Texans, it's so big that in different parts of Texas they talk different than
the North and the South.
Now you all...
Do we talk any different than you? We don't talk as much Southern as you two people.
If you do, it's barely noticeable.
Well, as I said, because as I told you, that we had so many different nationalities in this community.
I don't think that would have anything to do with
that.
Texas talk, Gigi.
No, we don't talk like some of the Texans in the Central.
No, the West Texas, they draw more.
That's right.
You know, they have East Texas. They talk, I think, more like...
Did you notice in Mount Pleasant or Palestine up in that neck of the woods? It's twangy.
Really?
Yeah.
You may be able to hear it when
you're playing
something.
I draw.
You're
better
away from mine.
Well, you know Arkansas, how they talk. All right, well, that's up in that area, right across the border.
Is there any one particular accent that really kind of gets on your nerves or irritates you when you hear it? It's kind of unpleasant to you.
One man.
Well.
In football.
I don't know.
Or is there any, when somebody says something, maybe a choice of words or some sort of expression, that are there any words you really dislike to hear people use, like ain't or something like that? Like if I said, he ain't got no sense at all, would that bother you?
No, I know people to me that I hear, I know they don't know any different. I mean, I don't count that against them. I figure that they're at a disadvantage. I was always taught to try to give people the better of the doubt, in other words, don't ridicule them much. And trying to get along and give them a break, I mean, and not gossip and not talk about it. If you have any comments, just keep it to yourself. That's the way I was taught.
Yeah. Well,
because a great many people, as I experienced, they had no advantages.